informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. Buy me a boat.
Yes, it can. It can buy me a boat. That's my favorite part of that song.
Buy me a boat, baby.
I always say you can't take the money or the boat with you, but you might as well enjoy it while you're here, right?
Yeah, that's right. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, and we're here with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning.
Yeah, Boat Smart. Good morning. It's been a crazy week. I wasn't here last Friday. I had a funeral to go to. I apologize for missing that show, but
we missed you.
Sometimes that, you know, just things happen and you have to, you know, do the right thing. And so
I'm sorry for your
but
loss.
But I'm here today and it's been a busy week over at Georgetown Tech and a lot of stuff are going on over there. We'd like to go ahead and thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. They are celebrating 20 years this month.
No kidding.
20 years in business. And I've known Mickey, the owner of Key Marine, I have to say probably 30 plus years or more. And so they do a great business out there. So for celebrating 20 years, they're going to announce that they have a customer appreciation days. That's going to happen from now all the way to December 20th. All customers will receive 20% discount on labor and repairs and installations. Don't delay. This is a great time to save money. 20%. That's a big deal. So you may have a big project, a small project. You just might need a service or you're maybe a repower. They could probably help you on that too. So Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Yamaha Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury product. They have some specials running on Facebook as well. You can check them out on their webpage.
Key Marine.
Yep, KeyMarineCenter.com. So my voice is still not here. Because I went to the Blue Angel show.
Oh, dear.
By boat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How great.
And
that's the best way.
Yeah. We went over there, Grand Lagoon area, right across from Max Marina. And I yelled and screamed. And every time them jets flew over, I couldn't help myself. And I looked like a fool out there. But, you know, I had a great time.
Well, you weren't alone. And, there were only, 150,000 other people with you
screaming
and yelling.
I'm telling you, I literally screamed and cried at the same time just watching them guys fly over. And the women, too. You know, just flying them jets and all the planes. But my favorite is always the Blue Angels. I love seeing the Thunderbirds, though.
That was pretty cool.
You know, seeing them and doing it by water, it's just fun. And some of the times they would come over the boat, and I would just want to reach out there and just, you could touch them, it seemed like, you know.
Yeah.
So I do the beach show as well by boat. And I did see pictures from people out on the base, though, right there at the runway. And they got some great pictures, and that's a great view, too. I've done that before also. I like the boat because there's not much traffic, you know.
Well, you kind of feel like you have your own space, too.
Kind of your own space,
because you're not kind of with all those people. Yeah.
You don't get to see everything, but, you know, what you do see, it's just awesome. I think we were like the center point of the show when they're doing their, you know,
oh, wow.
A lot of that stuff.
That
so
is great.
Had a great time. Had some good pictures of that as well. So we just had a great time. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Call or text. Maybe you have a question or comment. We're more than happy to take those from you. Maybe you have interested in going to school over at Georgetown Technical College, whether it's the Marine Service Technology class or maybe any other class out there. I'm more than happy to talk to you about those as well. Maybe you have a question about your boat. I was talking to a gentleman this morning on the phone. He's interested in some service on a boat, and we can't do it, so I have to recommend somebody else to do it because he's not a student or an employee of the school district, so he can't work on his boat. A lot of times people will call me
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, can you work on my boat? And I have to ask them, are you an employee of the school district and or a student? And they're not a lot of times, so I recommend previous students to do that.
Okay.
And so I talked to him a little bit, and he was talking about, a repower or something, buying a boat, so he had a question about it.
Okay.
So, you know, if you have a question about a boat and you're fixing to buy one, maybe you're just looking at one or you have a problem, 850-437-1620 is the number, and I'm more than happy to take those questions and comments from you. So this week we had Student of the Month. Every month we do Student of the Month for our classroom.
And this is at Georgetown Technical College,
yeah,
right?
Georgetown, but it's the Marine Service class only.
Gotcha. Okay.
The school does a Student of the Month also.
Okay.
And I always put my students in for that as well if they're, you know, eligible to do that. And but we have a private one we do in our class.
Oh,
and
okay.
I have a gentleman that donates nice tools and equipment to my class that we give away. They have a pile of them there, so they get to choose what they want. And they can, when they win, they get to choose one of these tools or pieces of equipment.
That's pretty
out
cool.
Of the pile, about $100 or so.
That's
in prize
nice.
Value. They get a certificate with their name and everything on it. They also get to know what the students, I wrote a little letter for them, and they get that. And we do this once a month. The winner this month was Tyler.
Hey.
And Tyler is one of my newer students, and he won this month. So congratulations to Tyler for that. And he does a great job in our class. He is actually my shop manager right now.
That's a big responsibility.
Yep, so he takes care of my shop for me and makes sure everybody's doing their jobs and stuff. So,
well, congratulations, you know, Tyler.
Yeah,
that's
Tyler,
pretty cool.
Good job, man. Just keep it up. He's really engaged all the time. He actually works a full-time job and goes to school.
No kidding.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, and a lot of my students do that.
So when are the classes offered that enable someone to do that?
So we go from 2:15 until 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, see, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. So
yeah.
A lot of times they can work up until 1 o'clock or so, 1:30.
Sure.
And they go in a little early. So I call them full-time jobs because by the time you do that and then you come to class, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then they work on Fridays and Saturdays as well. So, yeah, and he just is always, he's never acts like he's tired. He always is engaged, always helping other students, you know, and just a good all around. I see a lot of potential,
mm-hmm.
you know. In
you think
Tyler.
He could be a teacher someday?
What's that?
You think he could be a teacher someday?
Well, you know, I've
or
got a couple people that are looking to be teachers, so, you
okay.
know. And they keep asking me that, and I'm like, are you know something I don't know? I had somebody the other day, they sent me a message, and they said, you still work over at Georgetown?
Oh,
I said, unless you
no.
know something I don't know. Yeah, I'll still
work
over there.
That's always a little scary,
you know?
Yeah.
And I got an email the other day from, and I'm ad libbing now, so I got my notes here, but I'll get back to them. I had an email from the other day, somebody looking for a teaching job, you know, and they want
right.
to teach my class. And I'm like, yeah, we don't have any openings right now, you know. And I had a back and forth conversation, and this person actually knew me from long, 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 long time ago. I don't,
oh,
you know,
wow.
and when I had my business and stuff, and we got in this conversation back and forth, and he was amazed that I teach this class all by myself, you know. So
I'm pretty amazed
yeah,
at that.
And,
how long have you
I'm
been
amazed.
Teaching? I was gonna say,
yeah,
how long have
16
you been teaching?
Years, 16 you know,
years.
16 years over there, and I'm amazed. A lot of times, I'm amazed at what happens and what we do, you know.
Yeah, I'm just getting to know you. So tell me, what do you teach?
So
when you're there and
yeah.
you've, and the listeners listening right now, they're tuning in, Boat Smart, Key Marine sponsor, you're at Georgetown Technical College. Tell us a little bit about your class. What
yeah,
do you
so
do?
So basically I'm running 6 different programs over there.
No kids. See, I didn't
time.
Realize that.
And students are at all different levels.
Okay.
And like right now I have students that have only been there since August. And we had when school started. I haven't taken any new students in right now because I just got a full class on a waiting list. So we're looking at, I like to look down the road and see when I'm going to take. So probably in January, I'm going to take students.
Okay.
Okay. So now I have the new students that are in there and I'm getting them through about 300 hours now. So they're finishing their first part of their program. Now I had students that's been in there for a period of time that are getting moving from A to B, different programs. This is OCPs, Occupational Completion Points.
Okay.
It's a portion of programs. They're broken down into hours.
Right.
So A is 300 hours, B is 300 hours, C is 150. The whole entire program, 1,350 hours is the entire program.
Do they get a certificate upon
Certificates
completion?
For each one,
okay.
yes. And then a final certificate along with our Yamaha certificates that we offer.
Oh, that's great.
So just the fact that we, you know, I, when I say I'm amazed at it, you know, it's kind of like organized chaos in a way.
Well, 6 programs sounds like a lot to
it
me.
It is. And I have it set up to a point where, you know, a lot of it is module-based learning.
Okay.
So students enter modules, and it tells them what they need to do or kind of get. So when you look at the class as a whole, basically what I do is I give them the basics and mm-hmm. try to work on that, build on that.
And do they
I
do
literally
that?
Have students right now that don't even that came into my class not knowing how to use a drill or a wrench.
That would be me.
Well, and that's okay. You know, that's okay because I can teach you that stuff, right?
Right, right.
If you're willing to learn, you can learn it.
So then they have the some of the modules are online, I'm guessing, and then you have hands-on, or what would be this? Is it all of the above?
It's about a 70-30, 70% being hands-on, a lot of online training, book work, but not an online school.
Gotcha.
Not so you can work with stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they have opportunities to gain experience and not be there just by doing our online classes, not only through my Canvas program, but also through Yamaha, Mercury, and now Suzuki.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so they have all these online curriculum that they can use.
So I would guess that those are the top three.
That's our three major in this area.
Right.
And, you know, Suzuki just came on board, about 2 or 3 months ago.
That's a credit to you, I imagine.
Well, you know, there's a lot of conversations with dealerships and Suzuki as well. And, you know, they came around and finally I got an email and a phone call one day and I said, yeah, let's do this. And so they're helping us out. And, you know, the more the students can get their hands on different products, the more they learn. And so I'm turning Suzuki donated a 115 horsepower digital motor. They donated a 50 horsepower Suzuki mechanical motor. We've already built consoles and modules out of those motors, and they sent all the rigging and everything.
Wow.
My students put them together.
Wow, that's amazing.
So we're learning together, putting these motors together, and now we have modules that we have built that students can learn on.
That's incredible.
They get to touch them. They get to take them apart. They get to service them. They get to learn all these things on these motors, you know, and if they break something, we fix it. Did you know there's colleges around that have technical colleges that, and this is the honest to God truth, I hear it all the time, marine and probably automotive, I don't know, but I know 100% sure on marine stuff that instructors don't let their students touch the school's motors and stuff because they're afraid they're going to break them.
Well, how are you going to learn if you can't get hands-on,
you know,
I would think.
I mean, that's 100% a truth that I'm telling you that they, you know, and I'm like, you don't let the students work on your motors?
I would think
I've
that
talked to the instructors like, well, you know, they break them. And a lot of times it's because if they do break a motor, and some of these colleges probably don't have the funds to fix them, you know, mm-hmm. which I'm blessed because I have the great administration.
Right.
And the people over there support our classes. So I'm able to, if we break something on a motor, I'm able to order that part and get it in and get the motor fixed, you know. And the students get to learn from what they tore up.
Well, sometimes don't you learn the most from the mistakes you make?
Yeah, exactly. You learn from your mistakes, and that's how you do it.
I would think, especially hands-on like that.
So you learn from your
mistakes. What's the age range of your students?
Oh, my gosh. Right now, I have, on average, I'm going to say between 20 and 25.
Okay.
I have a couple older gentlemen in there, you know, that aren't super older, a little bit younger than me. I'm old. Not really. I'm not that old. I feel pretty good for who I am and what age I'm at. So my classroom starts right now at about 18 years old.
Okay.
Averaging from to about 20 to 25. And then it jumps up to in the 30s to the 40s, 50-year-old people in my classroom.
Oh, that's great.
So a wide variety. Male, female, you know, all people from all walks of life in there, military, prior military, and happy Veterans Day, by the way.
Yes, coming up
up Monday. I will be downtown pulling a float for the Vixens on Veterans Day.
Oh, good for you.
I pull floats for parades. I pull for the Yayas, the Vixens. I pull their floats, right? And my most favorite parade is the Veterans Day parade,
because
I love seeing the flags flying and all the patriotic people down there, you know, just along the parade route, you know. So on Monday, go downtown and support the veterans, get you an American flag and stand out there and wave that flag and support them because it's just a great time. And what they do is instead of the crew being on the float, we put veterans on the float.
There you go.
And we take them downtown to Veterans Park, you know. So
that works.
It's just a great time. And we appreciate our veterans. And the school, you know, we help our veterans. We have Veterans Affairs. Area where they can go to and then helps them to use their bill, your GI Bill and all those things that they have. And I love my veterans. You know, they make my class so much better. And I appreciate what they've done for the country, of course, but also appreciate what they do for my classroom, especially the older ones.
Right.
Because they tend to take my younger students and help them with life lessons and things like that, you know?
Plus, they probably bring a little more discipline
more
to
discipline,
the class in
of
the
course.
Sense of paying attention, listening, following instructions, those kinds of things. Because that's ingrained.
It is.
From their experience.
It is. And, you know, you have to work with them. You have to know where they come from. And just like any teacher should do or any instructor, start learning your students and their personalities and stuff. And it takes a little bit of time.
Of course. You know? So your students then, once they go through the various programs, what is then, what happens? Are they then immediately eligible for employment? Do they need to go on to, if they're going to specialize in a certain area, how does all that work?
750 hours are eligible for a co-op, okay? Which co-op means they can continue going to be enrolled in school, but they go to work. I have three out there right now on co-op. They're at different dealerships, and the hiring process is the same. But they have to have my recommendation to go to work.
Gotcha.
Okay. So they go to work under co-op, so it's 750 hours, or they can continue through the whole program, finish program, and go to work, which we just had this happen. And I want to talk about this because when you talk about students teaching students, those kind of things, Amelia, who's been on our show before, she has a great story, you know, a story of success and just doing the right thing. She's just graduated.
Right.
2 days later, hired at Key Marine.
No kidding.
Working in the shop at Key Marine, turning wrenches. Okay. What is she? Shoot, I think she's 18, 19 years old now, somewhere in that ballpark. I may be off a little bit. I have to ask her, but you're not supposed to ask women their ages or anything. But, you know, but she is out there working. But the reason I say that is because she came into my class around 16 years old.
Wow.
Got her GED at Georgetown Technical College, right?
That's
amazing.
Came
to my class, 16 years old, not maturity issues and things like that, you know, and stuff happens, right?
16 is 16.
So she didn't stay. She stayed for a period of time, left for a period of time, and then called me one day and said, is it okay if I come talk to you about coming back to class? And I did. And I said, yeah, come on in, you know. And I always love to give people chances, you know, first, second, third chances, and whatever, right? I want to help them out. But it wasn't with her. It was like, I'm welcoming her back. You know, you come on back and then, but here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Right. We're going to be serious.
Right.
And she took that seriously and has completed the entire course. She has her inline certification or VN certification and now is working at Key Marine under one of my other students who graduated 5 or 6 years ago. His name's Chance, who is a master tech for Yamaha. And she is working under his wing.
As an apprentice, right now, kind of?
As an apprentice.
Wow.
So she came to class.
Doesn't that make you feel proud?
You know, I mean, it's a feeling I can't describe, you know,
when
I have these stories, you know,
successful.
And these stories. And there's stories all through the years, you know, of this type of situations. But, yeah, it's just it's hard to tell people. I don't even know if teachers can really understand if they're not a serious teacher and you're not into it for what you should be into it for teaching, right? But it's something you feel inside, you know? When you hear these success stories and you watch them happen mm-hmm. in front of you. And Amelia came in last night for our What Did You Learn in the Student of the Month. And just for her to talk to the other students and telling all the things that she's done already in week one, right?
Wow, that's so inspiring.
And her excitement excites me to keep on doing what I do. You know?
Well, and the thing, too, I think that's so great when someone has that experience at her age and then starting, you know, really with nothing and then working her way up, the GED, learning those skills, getting the programs. For someone that's maybe 18, that's someone they're going to identify with more because they're closer in age than somebody maybe that's been in the business for 10 or 15 years because that makes it accessible.
And, you know, when you talk about the stories and things that come out of our school and a lot of instructors out there, they're all great instructors. They have stories. Each class has their own story of people they've helped, you know. And through the years, I've had students come in and they may have a drinking problem or a drug problem or something like that, right? Well, you eventually see that, right? And, of course, you know, you're not allowed to ask or anything. It's kind of how it goes, you know, but, you know. Anyway, I kind of figured it out, you know, and I have conversations and, you know, is there anything you want to talk about or anything like that, you know, and you can see things happening and stuff. And a lot of times they will come to me and they'll say, you know, I've got this issue and this. And what I do, I try to find them a path to fix that.
Absolutely.
The problem, right?
Yep.
And what I do is I recommend different things to places to go and different people that I know. And I say, you mind if I hook you up with these people or, you know, even churches and my church or whatever, I'll do that. I don't mind telling people that. And a lot of times they'll do that, right? And I say, once you get this fixed and you're able to concentrate on the class, come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably have three, four, five of those examples of those kind of situations.
Wow.
Where they come back, they finish after that, and it could have been 6 months, a year, you know, whatever. They come back, go back through my class, and complete it, and now are working in field.
And you did the right thing because they have to address that first.
You have to.
They have to.
You can't come. You can't go to a class. And I don't care if it's a college or my class or automotive or HVAC or whatever classes that are out there, or even a job if you don't have your life squared away.
Correct. You've got to be able to show up.
Right.
You've got to be sober.
If you're not sober and you can't go to work, you shouldn't even be looking for a job. You know.
Well, and a good thing about this area is there's so many recovery options and programs and places to go for all ages.
Yeah.
And it's life-saving. So yeah. Not only now have you offered her a career and other folks you've worked with, but you give yourself credit. You may have saved their life.
Well, you know, what else can you do, right? You have to help people. And I believe, and this is what I believe, George Stone Technical College is there to help people. That's what I believe, you know? And there's a lot of instructors out there that know that too, and they try to help their students, you know? But the students have to help themselves.
Of course.
You know? And I kind of... three strikes, you're out kind of situation. You know, I try to help them. But, you know, eventually you have to, you know, tough love kind of situation. Say, listen, it's not for you, or you need to come back, or you need to do this, you know.
Well, you do.
And it's not for everybody.
You got to take responsibility, you know, for your own issue.
I had a student that quit this week, and I don't typically have that happen. But I had a student that quit, and he, you know, said that Marine Service, just not for me, you know. And that's sometimes that happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that he said he loved the class and he loved what he was doing there in the class as far as the classroom is concerned. And
right.
But he just didn't like the marine industry.
Well, and
it's not for everybody.
I was going to say, isn't that good to know before you make a big investment in it?
Yeah, right.
Find out early on that it's not a good fit for me, but that doesn't mean that there's not something else down the road.
Right, exactly. And that's what I said. Well, what are you going to be doing in the future? What's your plans? You know, I always take it a little bit further.
Yeah, don't give up.
Yeah, I don't just say, okay, goodbye.
Right.
You know? Like, what are you doing? What's your plans? You know, you try to encourage them to find something they do love to do, you know.
How lucky are your students?
Well, I don't know. How lucky are they? Sometimes they'll tell you they're not very lucky. It depends on the day, you know. It depends on the day.
Well,
but,
I get a sense just talking to you in the short time that we've known each other that you really care and you really give them lots of options to go forward and they can get real service jobs. And,
yeah.
But when you do that, you're not just teaching them a skill. Now you're talking about pulling that all together with their whole lives.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
I
mean,
there are
not that many teachers. I mean, I can't say, but that's rare, I think.
Yeah. And trying that to get now, and we were talking about ages of our students. They're a different group now. They are very different. And I'm working with that, you know.
Right.
And all of a sudden, wow, I see this, you know.
Yep.
So I'm having to figure that out, right? And trying to figure out, because students that are 20 years to 25 years old now are different than the students that are 20 to 25 years old 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
Try 20 years.
So I'm trying to learn that, right? And then try to work with that.
Sure.
Try to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing for me to see as I work with these students that they literally are changing before my eyes.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
They
everything's
see something.
So fast now.
Oh, yeah. And just the way they think and how they communicate and all these different things, right?
Sure.
And a lot of that stuff, the communication, the phone and texting and all that stuff, is bad when you're going to work.
Oh, true. You can't really do that and work on a motor at the same time.
Right. You know, so and the headphones or earphones and all this stuff that they have, you know, and then their conversations and all this stuff. So, you know, not only are they learning, I'm learning, and I'm learning how to deal with that kind of stuff too, you know.
If you're a good
so I can change. And,
if you're a good,
you know,
teacher, you're
going to
continue to
grow.
Well,
I'm going to keep trying. So
you got about a minute or so left here, so let people know how they can get in touch with you if they're interested.
Yep, you can check out the website georgestonecollege.edu. That's a great feature on there, a chat feature. You can do that, and they were more than happy to answer you by email or phone call. And you can contact our sponsor 850-492-0487. Don't forget to check out that 20% off labor now until December 20th, I believe it is. So check them out on that too. So
perfect.
Thank y'all for listening.
Thank
you,
Stefan.
We just rambled on today.
Thank you, Stefan Smith with Boat Smart, Georgetown Technical College. Thanks to Key Marine. Y'all have a great weekend. Keep on boating.
Keep on boating. Thank you.